This is Dr. Dove. Not Lady Dove. I have a note on Nancy Keller. Miss Keller is a 83-year-old. Date of visit is 2/20/23. This is a lengthy visit. Miss Keller was seen by me in the office almost in October when she was having some bleeding through the colon, and was found to have colon cancer. The biopsy showed moderately differentiated invasive adenocarcinoma of the ascending colon. There was also 1.5 centimeter liver abnormality on CAT scan and PET scan concerning for metastasis, KRAS mutation, multifactorial anemia, also from CKD, iron deficiency anemia, recent anticoagulation after cardioversion for a flutter, shortness of breath and fatigue, history of peptic ulcer disease. The patient stated today that they were thinking of doing liver biopsy, but it was close to the aorta and they decided not to do the liver biopsy. She's getting chemotherapy. After they put the port in, the biopsy was done on 10/25/22. The patient has had some tubular adenoma polyps in the past. The patient has not had surgery done because they want to reduce the size of the tumor. The patient is accompanied by her daughter today. The patient is getting chemo, and they decided to reduce her flickerite to just once a day. She said she is in a lot of pain and would rather have tramadol. This lady is 83 years old, and we need to make her as comfortable as possible. There is no question of any overuse of drugs. Last month, she got 30 tablets of tramadol from Dr. Fleener. She wanted a better supply. Texas PMP checked. Dr. Schwartz's consult reviewed at length, and Dr. Fleener's consult also reviewed at length. We will get her last visit because I just reviewed the consult. The visit of Dr. Schwartz of January of 23 reviews patient on Tylenol, Tramadol, Dorzolamide eye drops, Xalatin eye drops, pantoprazole once, twice a day, Flecainide 50 milligram once a day, Nifedipine ER 30 milligram once a day, Somatostatin 10 milligram once a day, Metoprolol Succinate ER 25 milligram once a day. Patient has had history of labyrinthitis, high cholesterol, TMJ, hypertension, glaucoma, pulmonary embolism, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and diabetes mellitus. She has had surgery for carpal tunnel syndrome, cholecystectomy, gastric bypass. And cardioversion. The patient is allergic to lisinopril, Vesicare, and warfarin. The patient is referred to Dr. Horton for prolonged QT interval. The patient had a port put in on 1-6-23 by Dr. Alford. The patient wanted a permanent handicap sticker, which I decided to give her because she has weakness, she has fatigue, she has chronic back pain. And she's getting chemotherapy. She's gonna bring the papers for disability, and I have already written a prescription for permanent handicap disability sticker. I will sign her papers. Physical exam, chronically ill appearing white female who is awake, alert, oriented, and no acute distress, but appears both acutely and chronically ill. Vitals are as in the chart. Head is normal, cephalic pupils equal and reacting to light. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy. No crowded drury, chest, good inspiratory, expiratory, breath sounds, heart is soonest to regular. No gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft, not tender, no organomegaly, extremities, no phlebitis, no edema. Neurologic is essentially intact. The patient's diagnosis is metastatic ascending colon cancer, metastasis to the liver, atrial fibrillation, med list reconciled, Texas PMT checked. Patient to bring me forms for disability, for handicap sticker. And we will see her in the office in a month. We will try to retrieve last visit of Dr. Fleener.